rest of the story. How long has it been? 15 years? Since a journalist, Michael Aron, A-R-O-N, became obsessed with the story of a missing person, a fellow named Al. Mike was an editor at Harper's at the time. He had a couple of good leads, and he was prepared to investigate. His inquiries had just begun to pay off, in fact, when he left Harper's and went to work for Rolling Stone. There, his superiors listened patiently as Mike proposed the project, and they discussed it. And they rejected it. Nobody was interested in what happened to Al, Mike was told, least of all the readership of Rolling Stone. So Mike shelved the story again. Then he took a third job as editor of the New Jersey Monthly. Now Mike Aron had the latitude he needed. And, not surprisingly, his first order of business was to locate Al. He called one of his reporters, Stephen Levy, into his office, put him on the story. Steve was intrigued by Al's disappearance, immediately began to develop the leads that Mike had cultivated years previous. The leads led to Wichita, Kansas. Steve was on a plane that day. The piece of paper in his pocket was inscribed with an address, a place of business. When reporter Steve arrived there, he found the staff to be cooperative. They took him to a back room. Now Steve is getting nervous. Was Al here, he wanted to know? Yes, they said. Al was here. And a finger pointed to a beer cooler in the corner? A beer cooler? Steve was incredulous. No, said a voice. Underneath the cooler, and behind it. Now Steve squinted. Underneath the cooler, and behind it. And there was a box. It appeared an ordinary cardboard box labeled Costa Cider. Al, or what was left of him, was in that box. And this is the rest of the story. When Al died, he wanted to leave no tears behind. In his last days, he told his son, I don't want people pointing to a hole in the ground and saying, there he is. And so, these strict instructions resulted in the fact that Al was cremated. The ashes were disposed of secretly, as was his wish. And in such a way, as was his wish, that nobody could ever find him. But one final gesture was irresistible. One final gesture, one final part of him he wanted to leave behind for the benefit of medical science. And then Al died. And thus to this day, he is truly a missing person, except for that one part of him, that one remnant which resides in a biological testing laboratory in Wichita, Kansas, in a back room behind a beer cooler inside a cardboard box labeled Costa Cider in a jar of formaldehyde. At last, journalist Mike Aron had his story, and so now do you. Pathologist Thomas Harvey, who had performed Al's autopsy in April of 1955, is still studying what remains of Al's remains. And his conclusions so far are that despite what one might expect, there is nothing at all unusual, nothing at all extraordinary about the brain of Al. Albert Einstein. Now you know the rest of the story.